Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Caution, our next conversation might not be appropriate for everyone. It has to do with that controversial case in Montana where a high school teacher served 30 days for raping a 14-year-old student. The Montana Attorney General's office is formally filing an appeal asking that state's highest court to resentence the teacher. The victim, Charisse Morales, committed suicide in 2010. The teacher, Stacy Remble, 47 at the time of the charges, was initially free on an agreement that he attend a sex offenders treatment program. When he was finally sentenced this past August, Judge G. Todd Baugh outraged people by saying the teacher had suffered enough and that the victim was more mature than she seemed. The state is now saying that since the child was not legally capable of consent, the judge's sentence was illegal. Greg Tuttle of KTVQ-TV in Billings, Montana, joins us. And Greg, remind us, Stacy Remble was one of Charisse Morales' high school teachers in 2008, charged with 3 counts of sexual intercourse without consent for an ongoing sexual relationship with her. Who first brought charges? What happened here?
Stacy Remble was a business and technology teacher at a high school where Charisse attended, and they had an ongoing relationship that first came to light in the spring of 2008 when Charisse reported to a church counselor what was going on between them, and then the church counselor brought it to the attention of Charisse's mother, Aaliyah Hanlon, and Mrs. Hanlon then reported it immediately to the police. The investigation started right then, and Mr. Remble was placed on leave by the school district.
And we're reading in the Billings Gazette, where you once worked, that this teacher, Remble, had been given a warning about inappropriate behavior 4 years before his relationship with Charisse even started. He was on the school's radar.
Well, he was. In 2004, he was told to watch his behavior with female students, and they apparently agreed to let him continue to teach with a warning.
Well, the prosecution wanted 20 years with 10 suspended. The judge gave him 15 years with all but about 30 days suspended. The sentencing was met with outrage, and then there were the judge's comments. Tell us more about the things the judge said.
At the sentencing, Judge Baugh was explaining his reasoning for the sentence that he imposed. And one of the things he said was that he had viewed the taped video statements that Charisse had made during the investigation. Those videotapes have not been made public and probably won't be. But in his review of those tapes, he believed that she came across as he put it, much older than her chronological age, and that she had as much a role in the relationship as her much older teacher.
Well, but what's the legal standing there? No matter how mature a 14-year-old is, what is the law about whether or not they can consent to relations with a 47-year-old man?
You're correct, Robin. The problem with those statements is that they are not appropriate, and the law recognizes that in the state of Montana. The age of consent in Montana is 16 years. Under the statute for this offense, sexual intercourse without consent, there is a provision that if the victim is 16 years or younger and the defendant is 4 years older or greater than the victim, then there is a mandatory minimum. That's what got lost in the sentencing hearing and now is the subject of the appeal by the State Attorney General's office.
Well, let's just stay with the appeal because you've just explained how the law should work. The State Attorney General's office is saying that Judge Baugh ignored these mandatory minimum sentences. So what happens now? You can't be tried twice for the same crime. That's double jeopardy. Can you be sentenced twice for the same crime?
Yes, that is the argument being made by the State Attorney General's office, is that the sentence imposed by Judge Baugh is an illegal sentence or an inappropriate sentence under the law, and they're asking that the Supreme Court order the case remanded to district court for a resentencing. And they're arguing that the proper sentence should be a mandatory minimum of 4 years in prison.
And again, when you say Supreme Court, you're referring to the Montana State Supreme Court. They are taking this case up, so we will see how that plays out. But meanwhile, more about just the debris left by this judge's comments and this case. He spoke to you, for instance, when you were a reporter at the Billings Gazette and tried to apologize for and explain some of his comments, but seemed like he dug himself even deeper. He said, for instance, things like, I can see people are upset because they think it's 30 days for a rape. I'd be upset too. But then he said, I think people have in mind that this was some violent, forcible, horrible rape. Not seeming to understand that a 14-year-old in a relation with a 47-year-old is seen by most people as rape.
You know, you're correct, Robin. And I think that's unfortunately where his thoughts went off the rail about this case. In reviewing all the facts, as a good judge does prior to sentencing, he believed that there were some mitigating factors involved. And in his mind, those factors led him to impose the sentence he did. Unfortunately, it appears that it was not proper or legal. I think he was genuinely distressed over the reaction he was hearing about the statements that he made, and he realized that the statements were offensive. I also believe that he felt that he imposed the proper sentence, that he was standing by and explaining why he imposed the sentence he did. And I think his explanation fell short in a lot of people's minds.
Yeah. He also tried to change his sentence, but the state Supreme Court said he couldn't. Why?
He tried to hold another sentencing hearing after recognizing that the sentence he imposed may have been illegal or improper. Unfortunately, at that point, he had already lost jurisdiction in the case.
Well, one of the people who definitely thinks this was a case of rape is Charisse's mother. She said Rambo was a known predator, known to the school. He groomed his victim. But tough question. In charging him, this brought attention to what had been happening. Charisse's mother says she was shunned by kids at school and took her own life, killed herself because of that. Tremendously sad that the people who wanted to protect her may have ended up horribly, inadvertently endangering her. Is there some thinking that young people in this situation, you know, preyed upon by older people, should get some more protection?
The issue of what the school district did or didn't do is a lingering question. There is some resolution because there was a civil case resolved. The Hanlon family received a settlement of about $91,000 from the school district for a wrongful death case. That case never went to trial. It was settled out of court. But yes, the fact that Mr. Rambold was a teacher in a position of trust with a young student is, I think, what makes this story so horrible for many of us.
Well, and again, once that young girl came forward, she was ostracized.
Certainly, the publicity did not help. It's hard to know all of what was going on in her mind, and it's very sad that she felt the only way out was to take her own life.
Greg Tuttle of KTVQ in Billings, Montana, on the case there that has continued to roil for a while now. Greg, thanks so much.
Thank you, Robin.